you used the new colours yet, Jack?
Yeah, I've come around to them pretty quickly. It was pretty foreign at the start. I guess going back in September, October last year, I didn't think I'd end up at Port, so couldn't be more excited, and I was willing to wear whatever colours, and my girlfriend tells me Teal suits me, so that's all you can go off of.
Can you tell us about that? We heard from Watsy getting a call from you, but originally the call from Ken to you, how did that happen? And what, do we just look down and see an unknown number pop up? Or?
Yeah, it was a bit like that. I was honestly sitting there on my couch. I actually had an exam the next day back in Melbourne, and got a phone call and said, oh, I need to meet you within the next 24 hours. And I was like, well, I've actually got an exam tomorrow. He goes, well, you better drive to the exam because you're going to have to drive straight to the airport from there. So it was a bit of a whirlwind, but finished my exam. Luckily, I passed in the end, but didn't think I was going to there for a while, and flew straight to Adelaide. Ken picked me up from the airport, sat down with him for a couple of hours, and by the end of it, I'd sort of pretty much signed a deal, or a handshake at least. So I was extremely excited, as you can imagine, and I guess because of my friendship with Watsy, I was pretty quick to tell him, and he was over in Montreal at the time, and he was beside himself, so he quickly jumped on to realestate.com to figure out where we're going to live, and it was a bit of excitement from then on, telling the family and everything like that, and coming back to old school friends and everything, so as I said, I'm absolutely loving life back here, and couldn't be happier.
So that was your first contact. Before that, did you have any inkling at all that Port was looking at you?
No, I guess AFL clubs are pretty good at holding their cards pretty close to their chest these days, and I guess for me, I was just going in with very low expectations and just, I guess, expecting the worst but hoping for the best, and I think the best outcome definitely came. And as I said, when that call came, I was sort of just trying to convince Ken in every way possible to take me and give me another chance, because that's all I felt that I needed.
How do you sell yourself?
The South Australian thing certainly helps. With family and friends, it's easy to come back, and I said, I'll help Watsy in any way I can possibly do that. So I literally threw out everything, and obviously he took it, didn't he?
And what about being back with family? Is that something that you think can help your football? I know you're living away from them and all that, but does that help just being a part of family, friends, all that kind of thing again, do you think?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I certainly think it will only help me. Living away from my family, I guess you finish year 12 here in Adelaide and get shipped off straight away over to Melbourne, a foreign city with not knowing many people, but you go into a footy club and you meet new people, and my girlfriend's over in Melbourne now, and moving back here will certainly only help getting back closer to family and friends, and it's probably all those little things that you took for granted when you lived in Adelaide around them, it's taken away from you when you move away. So all those little things, like I've got a little niece that lives up in Oahu, my schoolmates that I haven't been able to see regularly for so long, all those little things will come back to me now, which I'm really excited to sort of do in the next 12 months.
And what about today? How'd you come back? Obviously, pretty tough out there. You're doing some sprints and stuff. But how the boys come back, and how have you come back?
Yeah, as you can see, I'm still sweating from coming straight off the track. But it's really good. I think it's one of those things for me at the moment. I'm certainly still in the honeymoon phase at Port. I'm enjoying every second of it, and I will continue to do that, I think. So previous years, you can find it's a bit of a grind sometimes in pre-season, but at the moment, I can't get enough of it. And the Christmas break ended up being about 2.5 weeks, which is probably a few days longer than normal. I just wanted to get back into it, and I think all the boys are really excited, and it's a very exciting year ahead, and we're all sort of really pumped to get out there and put our best foot forward to make sure that we're striving for greatness throughout the whole season. And it's a pretty new list. I think there's 11 or so new players, and so sort of just getting that gel together, and it's not long now until games will start. Once you hit Christmas, it all comes around pretty quickly, so everyone's really excited just to push hard for the next sort of month or so and then get stuck into games.
Mate, some of the other blokes, how's Robbie tracking?
Yeah, Robbie's going really well. I think you boys would have seen him out there. He's training the house down, and he's just had a little child just before Christmas, so I'm sure he's lacking a bit of sleep over the Christmas break and coming into the next few weeks. But I've met Robbie a few times before I came over to Port, and he's just the ultimate professional, and goes about his business really well, and I really look up to him. And as I said, he's training really well, so hopefully it sort of continues on into the season.
Any young blokes have caught your eye that have come back in extra special nick on it?
Well, I don't want to put anyone out there, but you know, there's probably a few young guys. I certainly learnt my lesson in my early days that, you know, the off season and Christmas break, if you sort of don't do the program, you sort of get shown out. And I certainly haven't seen anything of that in the first day, in the first 24 hours or so. So I think everyone's sort of, you know, really professional and got their training program done, ate well over the break, and ready to sort of hit the ground running. So that's all we can sort of ask for, and I think everyone's done that.
Did you allow yourself to indulge at all over the Christmas break? Or was it a matter of being professional and sticking to that program?
You got to stick to the program, but they let you a few little leeways. I think we were allowed to have a crack on Christmas Day and just eat the house down. So I'm sure all the boys made the most of that, and you can't turn away Christmas pudding on Christmas Day, can you? So I went for seconds on that day, but apart from that, no, it was pretty strict.
When you met with Ken, did he explain what your role would be in the team, or how do you sort of see yourself fitting into the side?
Yeah, I think for me personally, I think I can play a number of different roles, but you know, I think where the game's going at the moment, you have to be able to sort of be versatile and flexible with different positions, because if you just sort of pigeonhole yourself to one position, you probably won't, unless you're an out-and-out star who's, you know, the best in the game in that position, it's pretty hard to hold your spot. So, you know, speaking with Ken early days, it's sort of through the midfield, maybe half-back, half-forward, and, you know, the ability to play a number of roles and fill some holes if need be. But I'm certainly aware of the situation where I'm in, and I'm sort of coming from, it's a pretty tough side to break into and very competitive. So I'm going to have to work really hard in the next month or so to keep pushing my case. But, you know, it might be a thing that I start at the Magpies and really have to prove myself before I get an opportunity. And if that's the case, then I'm all for it. And as I sort of alluded to a few times, it's a bit of a free kick for me this year. I didn't think it was coming. So, you know, I'm really excited to attack it and play whatever role sort of is thrown at me.
So did you think your career was over? Like after obviously the injuries, but, you know, you're coming back last year, you know, playing a few AFL games, mainly BFL, and then obviously being delisted. Did you think that was it?
Well, it's one of those ones that I certainly never wanted to believe that. You know, I thought that I had plenty more to offer and, yeah, plenty more to give. And I guess it's one of those ones that the longer the off-season goes and you're not getting that phone call, you probably start to, your mind starts to go towards, all right, well, what's next? What am I going to do next year? And I was probably just about at that point where I was thinking, you know, what am I going to do for some money next year, and where am I going to play footy and things like that. And then an opportunity came and I just jumped at it. So, yeah, I was certainly sitting on my couch that day thinking, I just want one more opportunity to prove myself, and in a fresh environment, new set of eyes, new teammates, new surroundings, and to come to a club like Port, who've got, you know, the most passionate supporters in the comp, and everyone in the club's been so welcoming, and, yeah, don't think I could have fit in any better at the moment. So yeah, I think I'm just so excited to get into it and get games coming around, because, you know, you train for so long and now you want to go out and really earn the respect and earn the trust from your teammates and coaches. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing that.
It's gonna be nice to play without as much expectation as you've had in the past. Number two, early captain, all these sort of things.
Yeah.
If I wanted you to be the man every week, but as you said, you're nearly out on the doorstep as such.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be nice to play like this year?
Yeah, like I honestly feel like I'm a rookie coming in my first year and literally starting at the bottom and just trying to do everything to earn the respect and trust my teammates, like I alluded to just before. And it is quite sort of, I don't know, I guess a bit fresh, like a nice feeling to come in and have that little expectation, because everything you do is going to sort of, I guess, go above and beyond it. So, you know, it was a bit of a burden there at times, no doubt, but also you need pressure to really get the best out of yourself as well. So I'm certainly putting internal pressure on myself to make sure that I'm performing each training session, you know, and everything that I do, I'm the ultimate professional. But, yeah, it's nice to sort of come in and sort of under wraps and just, you know, work hard myself and within myself to really earn an opportunity.
And what about many running sessions with your sister Jess since you've moved back to Adelaide?
We've got slightly different programs, and I try to steer clear when I can. But we usually do a Christmas Day run, but she was over on the Eyre Peninsula on Christmas, so I miss out with her, which I'm probably pretty thankful for. But no, we certainly compare notes, and I'm not clocking up anywhere near as many kilometres as her. I don't even drive that many Ks in a week, let alone run them. So, it's nice to sort of be not closer to her as well, and sort of we bounce off each other and bounce different ideas of training programs and ways we go about it, and even sort of nutrition and diet and things like that. So, it's nice to sort of be back closer to her, especially leading into the Commonwealth Games.
Has her career inspired you a bit with what she's been able to do?
No doubt. I think no athlete in her position or any of those sort of runners around Australia get the credit that they deserve, because they put in so much work. And obviously we're very fortunate as footballers, because there's a big following, we get paid pretty handsomely compared to them. But, you know, they put in just as much, if not harder work than us, and they have to hold down a part-time job as well. So I've certainly got so much respect for her and her sort of fellow athletes who work so hard day in, day out to sort of, I guess, just to feed themselves and give themselves a chance at, you know, the highest possible sort of event, like an Olympics or Commonwealth Games. So she's certainly inspired me and continues to inspire me.
How does your running fit in here? Running, you know, time trials always been a strength of yours. How do you fit in Port Adelaide?
Yeah, well, I think I've certainly got the long distance genes in the name. The bad thing about time trials these days is getting shorter and shorter, so they're making it harder for me. But there's a bunch of really fit guys out here, so I'm just trying to sort of fit in as best possible, and great guys to train with, and I feel like I'm the fittest I've been for years at the moment, so that's all I can really ask for, and hopefully it translates into playing good footy.
Do you think about the foot anymore?
Nah, I guess there's probably an element of management still, just because it's one of those things when we're sort of pumping out high Ks each week, it's a total load sort of thing, so I don't sort of overdo it. But, you know, going back a couple of years, every morning I'd wake up and that first step I'd be like, hell, how's this going to go? But at the moment, it's honestly never felt better, and I'm going out there and not even thinking about it, and that's probably the best frame of mind I can possibly be in. So I think it's reflecting in the how sort of the fitness levels that I'm currently at, and hopefully it just continues to grow.